It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Here's a little bit of the show from Sunday night after the Super Bowl, Undercover Boss on CBS.
When you're a female out here working on a garbage truck, this is our outhouse. That's our little pee pad.
That's it.
That's it. You obviously can't keep breaking off route all the time to go use the restroom. That would add all kinds of time onto the route. Every time I have to go to the bathroom, I'd have to break off route. And...
Wow. You pee in a can? You okay with that?
Well, I guess I have to be.
I mean, I was just struck. How do our female drivers deal with being out on the road, you know, when nature calls? I feel like a male chauvinist or something. I mean, I've never thought about it.
So that was the owner of the company.
Mm-hmm. And he because changed policy, right?
He changed policy, yeah.
Because
so cool.
Their male drivers just go in people's yards.
Mm-hmm. Or at the window, or at the windows of driving down the road, you know.
Here is Kobe Brooks from Atlanta, but now he is the CEO and president of Hooters. Hey, Kobe.
Good morning, Atlanta.
How are you, man?
I'm great.
We are very intrigued by the show. You know, I've only seen the commercials. Some of the women on the show saw it this week. The thing that I didn't understand while I was watching it is how do the employees know that there are cameras around, correct?
Yes, they're very well aware. There's probably, I don't know, 15 while we're shooting.
So what do they think the cameras are there for?
They think that they're there for a premise of a documentary of a entry-level employee coming in to try something different than he's otherwise accustomed to.
Okay, so that said, even though this manager of Hooters knew the cameras were around, knew he was going to be on TV, he still did some pretty inappropriate things that you saw while you were on the show?
He did. And, you know, I don't think he thought what he was doing was really bad. I think that he thought it was sort of cute in a way, but obviously it wasn't. He did that while the cameras were rolling.
And for those that haven't seen the commercial, what exactly was he making those employees do?
He was, if you wanted to be cut off the floor early, he was doing a bean eating contest with no hands.
So the waitresses have their hands behind their back, and they had to bend over, and they had to do what?
Eat baked beans. Off of a plate.
In front of him.
Humiliating.
Yeah.
Did he do anything else to humiliate the staffers?
No. That was pretty much it. He, you know, like I said, I don't think he thought, he was being cute. I don't think he really thought anything other than that. And I couldn't break character. I couldn't say anything to him because I was filming. But, at the end of the show, when you confront the people that you've worked with, good, bad, or indifferent, it's, you have to watch the show. I don't even know what's in the show. I haven't seen it. CBS won't let me look at it. But so I'll be seeing it the first time you guys are. So I don't know what's going to air on it. But there was a stern meeting between the two.
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
To say the least.
Before the television show, do you live in Atlanta?
I do. Born and raised. I'm a rarity.
Nice.
So when you would go to the Atlanta stores before the TV show, what would be something that you would normally notice without having the perspective of like being in there?
Small infraction.
Yeah,
or
like maybe a not wiping off a counter type of thing. What was the most significant thing that you had to address before having the cameras behind you?
I'm a terrible, terrible Hooters customer because I look at everything. I'm actually a terrible customer in any restaurant just because it's what I do. You nitpick more than the average person does. So it's, I look at everything, and sometimes it's hard to even have a pleasant meal in any restaurant I go into just because the little things bother me because I know they're not right, but the average customer would never notice.
So
there's a lot of things.
When I was watching the show on Sunday with the waste management episode, and a lot of people on Twitter were wondering, now, is this real? Because, I mean, it obviously gives great PR for the company, and it goes PR for the CEO in particular. So, and they were like, is this kind of set up? And so how would you answer that to those who kind of doubted the first show?
No, it's not set up at all. There's no script. It's off the cuff. And what happens, happens. So I can honestly say there's no scripting. I wasn't paid. The company wasn't paid. It's just, you know, only thing I had to do was give about 10 days of my time for filming.
How did they choose you and Hooters to be to highlight on the show?
They contacted us early in 2009, and we get contacted by a lot of different people to do a lot of different things. And most of it's involving the girls and different shows they want to do pilots for. It never involved me. So when this came through, we're like, yeah, okay, whatever. Well, they kept calling back, and they said, really, this, we're going to do this, it's going to work, and they kept calling back. And then I casted, and they liked the casting. And, you know, we at the whole time this whole process was going on, we're like, you know, it's never going to get off the ground. And, well, it did.
And when you were done filming, were there any policies or procedures that you ended up changing?
Yes, we actually implemented some different marketing programs. We did change some policies, and, you know, we changed the way we do a little bit of business and a little bit of training and things of that nature. But, you know, overall, my experience was extremely positive. Even the negatives were positive because I'm glad that I saw everything that I did see. So it's only going to make our company better. We've got 25,000 employees in 28 different countries. And, you know, it's to say that every one of my employees are doing what they're supposed to be doing, I mean, I'd be a liar. So it's just big companies have opportunities no matter what walk of life or what industry you're in.
And going back to that one manager, are you concerned that there are other managers managing other Hooters that are doing the same thing that you're not seeing?
not after that episode.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, probably not as much anymore.
And you said that Hooters is in 28 countries?
Yes.
And
yes.
What's the most obscure country where there's a Hooters? I'm just curious.
Well, the one that was really shocking to everybody, it's not open anymore because the developer of the shopping mall that we were in never did finish it, so all the business left. And it was doing well at the time until the shopping center went under, but it was in Israel. It was in a town north of Israel called Poleg.
Wow.
That's cool.
And so, you know, we're in Austria, Switzerland, lots of countries in South and Central America. We have four in China, Singapore. So we're all over the place.
That is wild.
Hey, Kobe, do you have to run like in 60 seconds or something like that? Are you on a pretty short time?
I don't know. I have another person in there telling me what I'm doing in my other ear.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot for just a second here, because as we're talking to you, one of our producers just instant messaged me and said that she used to work for Hooters, obviously, and she loved the experience until the very end.
Yes, I was a Hooters girl over in Roswell, Georgia, and I loved working there. I was a trainer. I got to go to the Hooters in Cancun and help open that store. It was a great experience. I did the contest. I submitted pictures for magazines. Well, towards the end of my Hooters career, I was actually fired, let go, because I had gained weight. And I was brought in during a yearly evaluation, and I was told that I did not look the same as I did when I was hired, and that I needed to get back to that weight, and if not, they were going to have to let me go.
And did they let you go for that reason?
Yes, because, I mean, they give you they give you 60 days to get it back.
So is that even legal, Colby?
We do. We have a bona fide occupational qualification, and there are image standards. And yes, it is legal.
And at that point, wow. I'm just curious how this process goes. Did they tell you you have to lose 5 pounds? Did they tell you you have to lose 10 pounds?
Well, they take a picture of you with a Polaroid when you're first hired, and then they show it to you. It's in your employee book, and then they show it to you, and they say, this is how we hired you. This is how we want you to go look again.
Right, well, if you were chosen to do openings for us in Cancun or any other place, I mean, obviously they were very happy with you at some point, because not everybody gets to go do that.
Correct, and which I really enjoy doing, like I said. But I personally feel like I didn't look bad. And I think women are different heights and different shapes, and they come in.
But did you look different than when you were hired?
I don't feel like I did. I probably gained 5-10 pounds, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
But it's not.
And it's very hard for me to comment with education here, because I have no idea. I don't know if I've met you. I was at the Cancun opening, and I have no idea the circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the Hooters marketing, too. I mean, I guess that's a tough thing to talk about, but, I mean, that's what they do. That's the brand, and that's the image.
It is tough. I mean, it hurts your pride, and it hurts your image and your self-esteem, and I got over it. You know, I moved on to other things. But like I said to you earlier, I did enjoy working there until that point.
Well,
it's really subjective, though, because if they were going to hire you in the first place— But your argument is if you gain 5 or 10 pounds, then you should still be able to have your job. But they wouldn't have hired somebody 50 pounds more heavy than you in at the outset. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
And you wouldn't have argued about that.
Well, let's continue this talk, but I'm sure Colby has to take off. Hey, Colby,
good
luck on the show on Sunday night, and we appreciate your time. And congratulations. Colby here like started working from the ground up. Like
that's
he
cool.
didn't inherit
awesome.
Hooters. Like he worked from the ground up, so he was a great choice to do the show on. All right, man, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, and my apologies to the Hooter girl.
Well, oh, thanks. It's great. I'm in a better place.
Yeah, it's okay now. We're going to talk to her actually after the show. And Joanna, bring your Polaroid from day one.
See you later, Colby. Bye-bye. So I guess it's a little bit of the same conversation that we had when we were talking about the tavern a long time ago. Also, like if that's the image that the company has for their servers, then they certainly have the right to say, sorry, you don't meet that image anymore, right? It's harsh.
My argument was that there were girls in the store who were bigger than me. But because I gained weight, I'm the one who's, you know, has to go back. But if they hired another girl who was already 10 pounds heavier than me, she's allowed to keep her job. That was what my biggest argument was with that.
Do you think it was an excuse and they wanted to fire you for other things?
It could have been. I mean, that's definitely how, of course, I look back now and I'm like, oh, they probably just didn't like me. Maybe I'm old news. They got some new girls in. They want some fresh faces. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had been there for 4 years. It could have been.
Without knowing anything about the situation, I'm pretty sure it was your attitude.
And this is not a reflection on you, but I think that if you're a Hooters girl and you brag about being a Hooters girl and then your image changes based on, you know, like on one day you can't brag that you're a Hooters girl saying that I'm better looking than other women because I'm a Hooters girl. And like I said, this is not directed to Joanna, but those that do that, then I don't think you can complain if you lose that image because you kind of, you embraced it when you had it.
Right.
And then when you didn't have it, then all of a sudden you're mad at the company. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
My comment was simply just things like this go on all the time. I'm older than most of the girls. I got hired at the one in Noonan. Most of the girls there start out at 18 years old. I was already married with children. And one of the things that they would make you do is if you didn't look like you could have been in a calendar, you were the one that was running the bus tubs. You were the one that was cleaning up the floors. You were the one that was checking the bathrooms. You were kind of, it was a Cinderella deal.
I don't know how you can blame the company for that. I mean,
it's what the job is.
What you're saying.
It's the managers. It's not the company. I mean, I've met Kobe before. It's the managers. It's every one of them is different.
That's nice. You know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking a job at a restaurant that is, you know, in addition to the delicious and tasty wings and curly fries.
It's called Hooters.
Has an obligation to be staffed with hot women. That's their gimmick. So the hottest women are going to be the ones who have the most customer interaction. It's what it is.
I don't know how you can blame them for that.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.